Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for today and for making it possible for us to gather here. And I want to thank the Lord for a program like this, meant specifically for young people. And I want to thank God for everyone who is here, because we call it Relationship Weekend. And so there are so many things we can learn from one another as we gather here. And I'd like you to open up your heart and trust the Lord to pass some things across to you in the course of this program today and tomorrow. I wanted Mrs. Ologunde to come forward first, using ladies first. But I've been asked that man should come first, because Adam was created first. And I want to thank God for Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Ologunde. Thank you. I've known them for some time. That was just a few months ago. And we met in Akure, and they were a great blessing to us. And I know they will be great blessings to us, even as we have come together today, in Jesus' name. Now, quickly, we're going to look into the Word of God and consider some things. Shall we bow down our heads as we pray again? Father, we are grateful this morning. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for loving us. And we ask, Father, that again this morning, you will reach out unto every one of us by your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Now, the theme of this program says, the glory of sons and daughters of Zion. The glory of the sons and daughters of Zion. Now, what we first get from that theme is that we are looking not just at just any youth, not just at any child. We are looking at the life of a young man. We are looking at the life of a young woman that has been wholly surrendered to the Lord. We're not looking at the man outside the church. We're not looking at the life of a street girl. We're looking at somebody who has committed his or her life to Jesus and is ready to follow him. Somebody in the church, a child of God, who has renounced sins and made Jesus his or her personal Lord and Savior. And that's why we call it sons and daughters of Zion. Not outsiders. Not a street boy or a street girl. So we know the glory of the people we are looking at. And when I was looking at this particular theme, I came out with certain things we can actually refer to as the glory and the sons, or the glory of the sons and daughters of Zion. The first thing I'd like to say is this. If you want to know what your glory is, if you want to know what lies ahead of you, if you want to know your identity, it's found in the Bible. The Bible has something to say about every category of people. The Bible has something to say about children. The Bible has something to say about youths, young men and young women. The Bible has something to say about adults. The Bible has something to say about aged people. There is no category of people. There is no stage of life you have found yourself that you cannot locate the plan and the purpose of God, the glory of God for your life. It's found in the Bible. You don't need to search elsewhere. I've seen some young people going into newspapers and opening to a certain column where it says if you're born in January, you are a Capricorn. And then you are looking at your star in the newspapers. Your star, your glory, it's not in the newspapers. God's word has something to say about your life. You can discover your personality. You can discover your identity in the Bible. You don't need to go to consult anybody elsewhere. Tell me about my life. Tell me about my future. Because your life, your future is located in the Bible. So, that's the first thing I'd like to establish. If you want to see yourself, open the Bible. And like I said, God has a plan for everybody, every category of people. I read the scripture sometimes ago, the prophecy of Prophet Joel. In the book of Joel chapter 2 from verse 28. It says, shall come in the last days that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And then he mentions your servants, your handmaidens, mention old people, all categories of people. So and I'd like to announce to every young man and every young woman here, God has a definite plan. God has a definite purpose for your life. And that's why the best place to begin your search for your glory, the best place to begin to look at relationship is first to look at your relationship with God. Once your relationship with God is intact, every other relationship will be sorted out. What's the glory of the sons and daughters of God? Number one, let's open our Bibles. I can go on and keep quoting, but sometimes we need to make some references and then open to the Bible. If you have your Bible with you, can you please open Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. All right, are we there? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Shall we read together? 1, 2, go. Oh, no, no. We are not old yet. I don't like the way we read that one. No, that's not a reading from young people. And please, if you have found that place, we're going to read it together again. And I want you to read it as though you are the only one reading for every one of us to hear. Is that clear? Are we set? You are free to read from any version of the Bible. All right? 1, 2, go. Thank you. Number one, the glory of the sons and daughters of Zion, the glory of young people is the time they have. Can somebody say, I have time? You have time. Time is on your side if you are young. That's one of the glories of young people, time. You have time. Whether you are a teenager or you are in your 20s, on your early 30s, you still have time. One day, one evening, I visited one of my fathers in the Lord in Akure, a retired venerable in the Anglican Church, a professor in Futa, Professor Akela Sende. And I was with him in his living room and we're talking. He just wrote some tracts and I said, Daddy, please, all of these tracts, convert them into books. He was at that time close to 70 years. In fact, he had retired in Futa at that time, but Futa, you know, gave him an extra time. Close to 70 years. And I was telling him, convert these tracts into books or booklets. Guess what he told me? He said, Shola, no problem. I will do that in the future. Future. A man close to 70, I think it should last month it clocked about 75 or 76. A man close to 70 was telling me in the future. So when I had a friend at that time, who was in her 30s, and she was thinking it was finished for her. Quickly, I went to her. It's not finished, yo. Professor Lassen, they said in the future, at an age close to 70. So if you are here, you are young. Your glory is first in the time that you have. Let me tell you, go and ask people in their 50s, in their 60s. Sometimes they still wish time could be rolled back for them and they become like you. I tell people everywhere I go, I'm not jealous of rich people. I'm not jealous of multimillionaires. I am only jealous. I only envy young people. And that's why I want to remain a young man. I clocked 15 January, but I'm a young man. I'm young on the outside. I'm younger on the inside. Right. So when you are young, you have time. That's your glory. But the fact that you have time means you don't waste your time as a young man. You don't waste your time as a young woman. How you spend your time is important to God. And let me tell you, your friends outside of the church, your colleagues, your peers outside of the church who have not met God, some of them are not spending their time the way they should spend their time. They are not spending time. Some of them are wasting time on things they shouldn't waste time on. So you have time. That's number one. Number two, what do you have as a young man? If you have your Bible with you, please. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29. It's also a very popular verse of the Bible. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29. Are we there? Oh. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29. I could quote it, but I just want a situation in which we see these passages together. Are we there? Nobody's answering me? All right. Shall we read together? 1, 2, go. The first part of that verse says, the glory of who? Young men. Whatever it says about young men is the same thing the Bible is saying about young women. Your glory is not just in the time you still have. It's not just in the fact that you have a long future ahead of you. Your glory is also in the fact that you have strength. Whatever strength you can call it. Mental strength. Physical strength. Spiritual strength. Up until the age of 40, I never used any glasses. My eyes were clear. What we learned in secondary school, the law of diminishing returns, now I know it's real. I could preach 6 times in a day before. If I do that now, you will give me a double dose of paracetamol because I will have pains all over my body. It was not so before. Okay? I can still preach 3 times every day, but not as before. But when you are young, one thing you enjoy is physical strength. You can jump around. You can drive 6 hours, preach, and drive 6 hours back. Because you are young. Health-wise, you are strong. You don't fall sick. Mosquitoes can bite you, whatever kind of mosquitoes causing malaria, but you are not down. That's your strength because you are young. Mental strength. I've seen people at the age of about 80, 85 having what we call dementia. They lose memories. Before my father passed on, he experienced that. Sometimes you talk to my dad, he doesn't reply immediately. 2 hours later, what you ask, he's just answering you. His memory just came back. But you don't see a young man suffering that kind of sickness. So, you have physical strength, you have mental strength. And I want to say, you must also have spiritual strength, spiritual stamina. For example, 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, it says, I write unto you young men because you are strong. When I was in my secondary school, I came across that verse of the Bible and it really helped me. It says, I write unto you young men because you are strong. That's what the Bible says about you. You are not a weakling. You are a strong man. You are not a weakling. You are a strong woman. You are not somebody that can be deceived. You are not somebody that can be lured. You are strong. You are not somebody that should fall into every temptation. You are strong. I choose to stay with what the Word of God says about me. Write unto you young men, write unto you young women, because you are strong. Can somebody say, I'm strong? Yeah, I'm strong. But that's not just all about the glory of young people. Look at the same book of Proverbs. Chapter 17, verse 6. I like this. Children's children are the crown of old men. That's grandchildren. And then look at the second part. And the glory of children are who? What's the glory of children? If you are a child to somebody, can I see your hand up? Your parents are alive. You are not an orphan. You still have parents. Excuse me. Your glory is who? Your father. When my father was here, I was proud of my father. He might not be the richest man, but I was proud of him. I had him. He's gone over 2 years, and I'm still missing him. That you have fathers who can speak into your life, that's part of your glory. I see so many young men turning their backs on their fathers, turning their backs on their mentors, turning their backs on people who can instruct them, who can give them wisdom, who can share experiences with them, and they tell themselves, no, leave us alone. I can face life by myself. I don't need your counseling. I don't need your instruction. That is folly. Your glory is in your fathers, spiritual fathers, biological fathers, people you can run to. People you can run to. People that can help you financially, spiritually, marriage-wise. In every area of life, you have people you can run to. You better take advantage of them. You better seize those opportunities. Don't live an independent life as a young man. Don't live an independent life as a young woman. Don't think you are sufficient in yourself when there are people around you, fathers, mothers, you can run to.
When I was looking for somebody to get married to, I had to see some of these elders. I had to go to some of these fathers, including my biological father and my mother. I told them about my plan to get engaged as a final year student in UI campus. I didn't hide anything from them. My father shared his experience with me. He told me what I needed to do. And I said, no problem. He asked me whether I had considered this, considered it. I said, yes, I did. At that time, I had not even gone to the woman who is now my wife to even tell her my intention. But I told my parents, spiritual fathers, spiritual mothers, I told my biological father, my biological mother, don't live an independent life. Do not say, I don't need them. Your glory are the people God has placed over your life. You can draw from their wealth of knowledge, wisdom, and experience over the years. What it took them 20, 30, 40, 50 years to learn, you can learn it in one day just by sitting down with them. I still sit down with old people. They are not fast like you. They are not smart like you. But let me tell you, there is a lot they can pass on. Sometimes I'll be with some of these our fathers and I'll just say, But you know what? I stop complaining. Yes, I'm stronger physically. I might be stronger mentally. Reason faculty may be faster. But let me tell you, there is something, your glory, God has put it in them for you. You don't run away from them. Number three, and on this number three, I will round up because of time. Number three. number four? All right, yes, number four, thank you. Number four. The glory of young men, the glory of sons and daughters of Zion. Same book of Proverbs. Chapter 31. From verse 1. The words of King Lemuel. The prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of thy afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. What do I want to bring out there as the glory of young people? The glory of the sons and daughters of Zion is purity. Purity. There is no glory in immoral life or immoral living. There is no glory in sexual sins. There is no glory in giving yourself to drinking alcoholic drinks. There is no glory in smoking cigarettes. There is no glory in smoking weed. Don't give your strength, the strength of your youth, to what will destroy your future. So many young people's future have been destroyed because they abuse their strength as young people. Immoral living, sexual sins, premarital sex, fornication, pornography, masturbation. Let me tell you, in this digital age, It's so easy to get hooked with pornography. In our time, as young people, it was difficult to get a pornographic magazine or book. There was nothing like porn site. UI had only one computer when I was a student in UI. Only one computer in the Department of Computer Science. People carry computer around today. It's just a click away, and you are there. I've seen so many young people's lives destroyed by sexual immorality. The things you watch are important. The programs you listen to on the radio, very important. You can't expose yourself to immoral things and think you live an upright life. So many young people are trapped in pornography. I've seen so many young people who told me, look, I've tried to get free. Each time I bought the CD and I watch, and then I repent again, I throw it away, I destroy it. Before you knew it, next day I'm back. I've gone there again. I buy another one. It's just a click away on my phone, and then I watch. So many, I'm not talking about young people outside the church. I'm talking about young people inside the church who have been trapped. There are films you don't watch. There are programs you don't expose your life to. There are places you don't go. I tell some young people from time to time, anywhere you go, you keep falling, you keep getting tempted, you keep getting into immorality. Stop going there. Hey, if Eve had not gone to where the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was located, God described it to them in the midst of the garden. If she had not gone there, she would not have been tempted. You go somewhere, your body vibrates, your chemistry changes, stop going. It's not compulsory. You are into a relationship. If you cannot manage it, I courted with my wife for 5 years before we got married, and yet God kept us pure. It's painful that people who kept their virginity in the world are in the church. They are born again, and inside the church, they are losing their virginity. Your glory is in your purity. Don't allow anyone to misbehave himself or herself around you. Run. Joseph ran. To run is strength. It's not where you run from sexual sin. You are not a coward. You are brave. The Bible doesn't say pray when you are facing fornication. Don't pray. Don't speak in tongues, brother. Run. When your body starts vibrating, run. Do you know why your body is vibrating? You are correct. You are made. God made you perfect. That's why your body is vibrating. It's not strange. If you are with the opposite sex and you are aroused, brother, it's not strange. But you know what? Shut up. Wait. Not yet time. When we fast and your body says, I need food 9 a.m., what do you tell your body? Wait till 6 p.m. I give you food. But the body says, no, I want food now. I say, sorry, wait till 6 p.m. And the struggle continues till 6 p.m. Discipline. Your glory is in your purity. If anybody outside is bragging, I've slept with that girl, I've slept with this other one, look, there is no girl I cannot bring down. There is no glory in that. Keep yourself pure. That's why I have mouth to talk to my children. That's why I have mouth to talk to young people. Because God helped me. God gave me that grace. Was it that we were not tempted? Oh, we were tempted. I shared the testimony to some young people. Sometimes your body is itching, but you don't scratch it. You just like, have you taken chloroquine before in those days when you used to have malaria fever?
And as you know, you start itching all over your body, and you, by the time it's going down, and you start getting out of the house, and your body is itching you in a public place, in a place you cannot touch, a private place itching you in a public place. What do you do just like this? Hey! Just tell yourself, wait! Somebody said, sex is worth waiting for. It's worth waiting for. Purity, that's your glory. Look, there is nothing to brag about the past life of sin. Have you seen a place where young people sit down, especially young men, and they brag about how they messed up some ladies? There is no glory in it. Your glory is in your purity. When we were growing up, I was an undergraduate. My younger sister was with us at home. And there was this lady opposite our house who came to us and, you know, she had a spiritual problem and she wanted us to pray, myself and my elder brother, and we prayed for her. You know what she told us? She said, excuse me, anytime I see your younger sister, I feel bad about my life. Anytime I see your younger sister, I feel bad. I feel I'm dirty. I said, why not change your life? Change your life. There is no glory in sin. There is no glory in fornication. There is no glory in all the dirty things that accompany fornication. Somebody said, but I didn't actually have sex. We just touched ourselves. That's fornication. And all the uncleanliness surrounding it, run. If you are engaged, decide with your spouse to run what we call pure courtship. Guess what happened? I was a copper and I came to UI to see my fiancé. And we're going somewhere around the Chapel of Resurrection to Abadina. And I held her hand. My wife said, Holy Ghost fire. Ah. I said, Kilo Leto ye. Ah. She said, I can't Holy Ghost fire. How they bang in? But you know, we thank God today that we disciplined ourselves. We thank God today that the grace of God on our lives was never wasted. We didn't receive it in vain. If you have a sound relationship with God, you have no problem with your marital relationship. You have no problem seeking the face of God for whom to marry. You have no problem maintaining purity in your courtship. Flee fornication. Run. You know the world, we call you Dundee United. Dunce. But the Bible says, don't give your strength to what destroys women. How did Samson, that great man, hey, the way Samson was born, tell me anything less from the way Jesus was born. No, the same way his birth was announced, just like John the Baptist, just like Jesus, prophesied before he was born. And they told him how he needed to live his life to fulfill the purpose of God for his life. But you know what? By the time that young man came out from under his parents, he became something else. He broke all the rules around his life. And maybe you are here, you have begun to break the rules you have set for yourself. There are boundaries you set for yourself. We're not talking about rules and regulations, do this or don't do this. I'm talking about rules for your life. Boundaries you set for yourself, limits you set for yourself. Even with the opposite sex, you are not even having a relationship, just friendship. How far is too far? When am I going too far? When do I need to apply brake and stop accelerating? When I got married, and we got to the hotel, I said, we are now. My wife said, all these years that I waited, he said, my friend, it's time. I can't say some of a young man, they are getting married today in Ikare. And you know what they told me? They said, for the first 3 days, we want to use it to do Thanksgiving. Eh. So the lady told me, don't mind him. He said, after 3 days, I will start my period again. So he's going to be 7 days. I said, my friend, I canceled that vow. What's wrong with you? You have a problem? Do thanksgiving now. Let me tell you, help me talk to somebody. Wait. Marriage relationship is sweet. Don't be moved by the problems you see in many marriages around you. You can enjoy your marital life. You can start a good relationship. You can be committed to one person for the rest of your life. I'm not talking about brothers who proposed to this sister yesterday, today decides to propose to this sister, and tomorrow planning. When there is no answer from this one yet, neither yes nor no, and it's going around. We're not talking about such brothers. So when you know them, we should give them some what? Warning. Relax, pray, seek the face of God. When you are committed to God, every other thing will be settled. I think I should stop now. My time is up. Thank you.